Hey, welcome to the Meat House. Jeff here.
Chris here.
It is. How's your week's doing, dude?
It's doing good. I'm weary but well.
Well, good.
Yeah, nice. I'm still having a lot of fun doing all the things I really love to do. And this is among them. I'm going to chisel out time to do this to us for the rest of my life, or as long as we can do this, because I'm having too much fun with this. All right. So we have. I think we've entered summer. I think
that's fair to say. Yes.
We've officially entered summer. I mean, old man weather, but you know, I'm not going to complain about this week because, you know, it's weather's going to weather.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but before we get too started in our game here, I'm going to thank our listeners because I'm enjoying the heck out of hearing you guys keep bringing in. This is, you know, I have a lot of things that bring me a lot of joy in my life, and you guys are among them. Make a comment, call in, you know, say, hey, like that. Hey, can't you talk about this? Bring it on, man. Love seeing every single one of them. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, if we get something wrong at any point, please correct us.
Yeah.
We would love to get the better information out there in the first place. And, you know, just if you guys know more about some of the stuff that we are doing, you know, armchair research on or speculating on or just fooling around with, please.
Let us know. I mean, this is a learning experience for both of us here, and I enjoy it. Second place we need to thank is Box and Barleycorn. They're still our sponsors. They still love them to death. They still have great things we use to make our meads, and then they can provide them for you, too. They've got the starter kits. They've got all the equipment and the supplies.
Not to mention the knowledge base, man.
Not to mention, man. It's all there. We've said it, you know, last couple of weeks. We kind of slacked off saying it for a while, but last couple of weeks we've said, you know, The kombucha, the cheese, the yogurt,
sake, yeah, all kinds of
the stuff that you just don't. I dare you to find a store that has out there that supplies for that, because it's just they're not very common.
They really aren't. And yeah, again, it really wouldn't surprise me if we didn't get like mushroom grow kits in there at some point too.
Cause yeah, why not?
It's not exactly fermentation, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, but you know,
it fits that vibe.
It really does. And, you know, and last I was there, which was I made a couple weeks ago, they had the Hawaiian honey still.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that stuff was just stellar.
Yes. No, they had the macadamia nut.
Oh, which, that is so freaking good.
Like, man, those paychecks.
They just kind of fly away.
Never quite enough.
Yeah. That damn lottery just won't cooperate with us.
I mean, I would have a lot better chances if I bought tickets. But
well, details.
You know what Ambrose Pierce said about lottery being the tax on people who don't understand statistics.
Yeah. And what was it? I think it was Groucho Marx said, the lottery, I think I have the same odds whether I play or not.
You're not wrong.
Anyway.
You're not wrong.
All right. Meat of the day, guys. Meat of the day is actually a commemorative meat we got from the Valkyrie Horn.
Yeah, this is from Jake Tweedy. This is Free the Bloobs.
And it's a Amish wildflower with 18 pounds of blueberries in primary, juiced and pulped, fermented with in a brew bag. It started off as 1.100 gravity, finished at 0.998. So he got a really good ferment out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetened with sweet clover honey, and flavored with cinnamon, vanilla, and French oak. So, there we go.
I'm not going to lie. I have high expectations for this.
I had high expectations when I saw the name on it. let's be blunt.
So, it's got a kind of a
purpley red.
Mm-hmm. Almost like, if you hold it to the light, it's almost like a light red, kind of a ruby garnet.
Yeah, you're like a nice light red wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. It's a very pleasant color. The smell, though.
Oh, yeah. You get the cinnamon. You get the blueberries.
Oh, right up front. Cinnamon's first. Blueberries right after it.
A little bit of honey in there.
I don't smell the vanilla, but, you know, vanilla can be overpowered pretty quick by cinnamon.
Vanilla's every other flavor's best supporting actor. It just kind of pushes everything up front and center.
So, a quick taste. Oh.
That has some body to it.
And this one is 11.28%.
It's light.
It's light. Last week we about killed ourselves on the Ozark Viking Meadery double berry blossom, because we did absolutely finish that bottle last week.
And we didn't wait for the episode to be over like we sometimes do either. That got finished between sips of that tea.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was kind of saving up the last few sips for the last toast at the end because I'm just going to do this way too fast. But this is even, I'll be honest, this is even better.
Yeah, this is pretty stellar. Like the it's a nice semi-sweet. You get some tannin from the blueberry up front. You get that blueberry flavor that is it's kind of for 11%, it's got some body to
Yeah,
it.
it's got
It
some serious.
does. And it the vanilla and the cinnamon kind of they linger on the tongue
Yeah.
after you've been it.
What I love is when it hits my tongue, where it hits my tongue, that flavor hits, and then you can kind of feel the structure of the oak under right there. Because this is a night. Jake, hats off, man. That's a really, this is a good mead.
Cheers, buddy. I raise my glass to you.
Yeah. All right. So, and if you read the title of the show,
You know, if you listened last week, we tried some tea processes to look at making a gruet for Chris. And we intended to do two rounds. When we did the green leafy stuff first, and we were going to do the roots and nuts and bark and stuff for a second round, we
when we
got to
start
talking.
talking. Yeah, I know you guys, you're shocked. We never go, just start talking about any random thing, but we start talking.
And it was productive talk. We talked a lot about how we would approach making a braggot with those teas, the herbs going into those teas. We never got to the roots.
Never got to the roots. So, guess what you learn about today?
Today we repeat our experiment, this time with roots and nuts and some bark. We're having some fun. So, let's get right to it. This one, as usual, I have learned I need to kind of stir this a little bit. This one I am very curious about.
Which one is that one?
This is kola nut.
Kola. Okay. Kola nut. I don't have a lot of information on kola nut. I'd have to look that up. You have anything?
I know what it is the primary flavor component, or used in the primary flavor component for. You put coca in front of cola.
And you have cola. Cola.
Coca, cola. Well,
Coca-Cola.
this is the flavor from which the term cola gets its name.
It's a very mild, round, earthy drink.
It's light, it's earthy. There's not a lot to it, really, but it's got a little bit of, like you would expect, a little bit of bitterness, a little bit of tannin to it. But it's pretty.
Kola nut is a seed of a certain piece of plant of the genus Kola, placed formerly in the coca family. And yeah, and like Jeff said, it says this is the name Kola for a variety of soft drink is derived from this use. It is actually from the nut.
Their caffeine-containing seeds are used as flavoring ingredients in various carbonated soft drinks. The name cola for a variety of soft drink is derived from this use.
Yep, just like Jeff said.
There you go.
And I looked it up real quick just so I could have that information in front of me. This is, I'll be honest, this would be a nice way to round out a flavor.
It's got a little bit of bitterness, and none of these roots are necessarily going to be as nearly as bitter as some of the leaf material herb stuff we had last week. But this could be an interesting extra addition to something.
If you're going to make a cola mead, like the Dr. Pepper or the whatever like that, this might be a good addition.
This could be a better addition for that. And maybe we've been talking about getting on TikTok and
Yeah.
Instagram and places like that. Maybe we need to do a cola-inspired mead instead of. Hey, I'm going to turn Dr. Pepper or Coca-Cola or Mountain Dew into a mead. We're going to make an inspired mead.
Yeah.
And it's going to be
I'd
good.
rather do that, I'll be honest, because
Same.
the
Same.
making Dr. Pepper or Mountain Dew or whatever you're gonna do, that's fun, that's fine, but let's get deeper.
I like all of the flavor components going into Mountain Dew, the orange, the lime.
Grapefruit.
I don't like Mountain.
Yeah.
Am I being piggy? Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But the idea of something that is inspired by Mountain Dew but actually tastes like something I would enjoy drinking, there's some promise there.
There's some problems there, but the cola nut is, I wish I could. It's push this to you guys so you could try it as well with us. But the cola nut is, if you think about it as you drink it, it tastes a little faintly, distantly reminiscent of cola.
Mm-hmm. It's, to me, it finishes the way cola finishes.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. But
it's just not, like, cloyingly sweet and bubbly.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, I would absolutely drink this just as a tea, like it is.
Mm-hmm. This is pleasant enough.
Yeah, it's really nice. All right, what's our next one we got?
Next, we are moving on to calamus root. I'll give you first dibs on this one.
Calamus root. I'm going to try very hard not to just suck down a whole bunch of bark here, or wood here. Okay, that's as a powerful presence. At the top of my back palate, almost like a hammer.
This one has a smell to it that we've not really had many smells that are
new. I didn't even check for a smell, I'll be honest. I just tried a sip of it. And after I took a sip, you know, tell me what you think. I mean, it's got a very strong cow in the back of the palate. And it's got a...
yeah, that's a bitter flavor. But...
Let me smell that. It's a woody like there, but mm-hmm. it's a strange... It's like...
It reminds me of if you've ever, like, peeled the inner bark off of the heartwood of a piece of tree that's not dry yet.
Yeah.
That reminds me of that.
And the taste is very similar.
Yes. And this is definitely a bitter flavor.
It's a strong bitter flavor. I mean, please, okay, when I say a bitter flavor, don't think I hate it. It's shockingly bitter. It's not bad bitter. It is shockingly bitter, however.
It is, I'm not sure this is pleasant enough for use in a braggot either.
Yeah, well, it is, like I said, it is shockingly bitter. Mm-hmm. I mean,
if I remember right, I picked this up because this is one of those ingredients that is commonly distilled with juniper to make gins.
Okay.
And probably not very much.
No, the calamus, that's calamus root, you said?
Mm-hmm.
The calamus, oh, it's strong. I mean... I'd be putting that in my, you know, larger-ish container by the thimble.
Yeah. This could be an interesting, like, tertiary or ancillary note in a smaller quantity, but as stands...
No, not a fan.
It's going to take a lot of honey to balance this, and I'm not sure I would like the result even then.
Yeah. And although I have a lot of honey, I'm not sure I want to put it on for the balance of this.
There is a use case for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's try something. Ooh, this looks like tea. This is roasted dandelion root.
Roasted dandelion root, okay.
And this...
Now, dandelion is a fascinating thing for me. Every part of the dandelion, the flower, the leaves, the stem, and the root are all completely edible.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who make dandelion salads.
I'm told they can be very pleasant.
But, you know, but this is a roasted one, so this is, should be at least a little bit. I mean, I would love to make a dandelion meat at some point in my history. We've actually gone past the dandelion season now.
Yeah. Well, and.
But I can't get. There is a vintner's dandelion.
There is.
Sure.
However, there is it the same as paying neighborhood kids like $5 to collect as many dandelion heads and strip the green parts off?
I don't know, but that sounds like two-parter there.
I mean,
I'm starting to collect those mason jar size things so I can do experiments. My wife wants me to experiment with our Earl Grey. I mean, when I first made the Earl Grey tea, and now we're out of it, we've actually drunk the last of it last night. I put the Earl Grey in secondary, and made that lovely thing. And I was going to do it again. She goes, do another batch. I said, okay, what was your idea? Make the tea first. Make all the water. Tea, then ferment.
Yep.
I'm sitting here. You got it.
That's how I've approached my hibiscus teas, or my hibiscus beets, I should say, is to make a strong tea and then use that as the water basis to ferment it.
But so it's among the many things I have on my plate to do now.
I don't want to influence you by telling you what I'm thinking here. I'll let you smell and taste.
This is damn near coffee colored.
It looks it, yes.
It smells like dandelion, to be honest. That's strong.
It is strong.
That's strong. Not as strong as the calamus.
And it's not unpleasant.
It's not unpleasant either. It's an herbaceous, earthy flavor.
Yeah, it has a warm character to it that I like. To me,
I wasn't sure that was the heat of the liquid or the characteristic of the herb itself or the root itself. But yeah, it does have a warm character.
Honestly, the aroma to me smells like wet dirt.
Yeah, it doesn't smell that bad to me. That's, you know, I garden a lot, so.
Wet dirt doesn't smell bad. It's kind of pleasant.
You yeah. know?
I like to touch grass, you know?
Yeah.
But it has that earthy character to it. It's earthy as hell.
It now, is deeply earthy. And it is color of dirt. I mean, it is dark.
Mm-hmm. It looks every bit the tea.
And I'm going to have some more of that because, good grief, yes. Okay, the second sip, it opened up a couple of extra notes in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've actually eaten dandelion leaves. It tastes a little bit like the leaves. And it's not bad.
Yeah.
If any of you out there have had dandelion salad, if you know, you know. It's not this pleasant iceberg lettuce, romaine bitters, you know, butter lettuce. It'll smack you around a little bit. Not bad though. Not bad at all. What's this one?
This is burdock root.
Burdock root is something that my wife used for a short time to help her with sleep.
Really?
Yeah. Now, she used it with valerian, which we also have in the box there. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I, just to let you guys know, I absolutely said no to valerian because I'm drinking wonderful mead and I'm not going to valerian with it and go take a nappy nap after this. So, I don't taste a whole lot. Burdock root is very, very mild. Virtually no bitterness that I can detect.
Smell-wise, I get like, it's reminiscent of sandalwood, but kind of soft.
Yeah, it is soft. It's so soft, it's hard to actually for me to smell. But I don't have as refined a nose as my buddy here. What do you think of the taste?
It tastes like sand.
I haven't had sand. That's a new one for me.
Which is to say, doesn't taste like much of anything.
It really doesn't taste like much of anything. I mean, I don't know what I would use that for.
It has a kind of a dry, dusty character to it. Or yeah. Anything else.
Yeah, it does.
Is what I would call it. Now, here's the next challenge. Because I got burdock root along with my dandelion root. Because I'm given to understand that there are parts of this country where the two are combined into a single drink. So I'm going to take a sip of the burdock root. And I'm going to pass it to you. And then I'm going to take a sip of the dandelion root without swallowing.
Okay. I want to see how this goes. All right, so I'm going to do the same thing just because, well, you know, experimentation is a slice of life.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got?
Tastes like the dandelion root.
I disagree. Hang on a second. A bit of burdock? The burdock, just for me, when I kind of switched it in my mouth a little bit to mix them, it significantly reduced the dandelion's earth quality.
I think you are onto something there. Yes. It toned it down. And I didn't find the earthiness necessarily all that, like, bad or...
I'm not saying it was bad by any stretch. It was just earthy.
Yeah.
But the burdock made it less earthy. Earth light. But, bad joke. But it was... That was... For me, that was a very good combination.
Mm-hmm.
Because the absolute nothingness of the burdock really balanced out the sharpness of the earthy flavor in the dandelion, roasted dandelion root, I think.
Now, I think this is a little bit more in the cola nut category. We're still not making gruit with this.
No, there's nothing here that I would think would be good for gruit at this point.
That said, I think a metheglin with burdock and the roasted dandelion could be interesting by itself. Maybe with an avocado blossom honey.
I like that idea. That
would be character.
That'd be really good. Oh my goodness.
All right.
Ooh, okay, so.
How are we feeling?
This has been a really great episode so far. I'll be honest. This is nice. I'm having a great time. The root teas, the root infusions here we've made,
mm-hmm.
there is nothing there worth making a braggot with.
No. No. The
Or a druid, for that matter.
So far, the closest thing we've had to a bittering character has been the Calamus root, and it was not a pleasant kind of bitterness. It was a...
Hand me the Calamus and the burdock. Let's see what happens with that one.
That's an interesting... We have one more test. I'm just doing a vibe check for you here, but...
Yeah.
Let me... Sorry.
You try?
Swallowed.
Well, yeah. So, since I brought that up, Jeff said jump on that little wagon, because this is... Because the cat, I think the burdock may be the leavening.
It does leaven the calamus root.
Much milder. Not.
Still not that pleasant.
Not pleasant, though. I'll drink burdock way above calamus for a very long period of time. Because calamus, if you don't like artificial black licorice, you're not going to like calamus root. Because it hits you about, it's the same as effect. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they taste the same. I think they don't.
All right.
But what's our last?
Before we do that, one more thing with the burdock root. I want to try the cola nut in the burdock.
Okay, let's try the cola nut in the burdock root. I think we've kind of agreed that the burdock root is a wonderful balancing agent, or at least a leavening. So it does not as powerfully strong. But there's something there for that.
I don't know that it did the leavening bit. But the two together are very not unpleasant.
They're very, very pleasant, actually.
They play nicely together.
So burdock root and what was the other one?
Cola nut.
Cola nut. Ooh, pardon me. I'm getting a little bit of burst because I'm just sipping easier. I mean, they're great, don't get me wrong. But burdock, I agree with Jeff that burdock did not leaven or reduce the cola nut. But
there is a earthy, woody, pleasant
interaction.
Yeah.
It, melding.
That was nice.
That was actually a little bit better than the burdock and
the roasted dandelion?
The roasted dandelion. Because the dandelion root tried to be dominant.
Mm-hmm.
This one just played well.
Yeah. These are, and again, I eyeballed like a tablespoon in the bottom of a coffee cup. So maybe if they were of different strengths, then it would be an issue, but they're not.
What's our last one?
Last one is birch bark.
Birch bark, actually, my son has made birch bark. Oh,
that smell.
My son has actually made birch. My son loves birch beer. It's non-alcoholic soda called birch beer. And he loves it. He thinks it's great. I keep saying my son has the taste of an 80-year-old man. And sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong, but he likes that. Birch bark. Ooh, okay. I see what you say about the smell.
It's almost like a spearmint kind of vibe.
Oh, it definitely has that. It hits like a mint or menthol or, mm-hmm. Yeah, in the back of in the nose. The taste does too.
Yeah.
That's nice.
No, wait.
Was this
birch bark and cola nut?
Birch bark and cola nut. Okay, I'm in. That's got something.
All right.
One more thing to go here.
There we go. Birch bark and dandelion root.
Well, one thing I will not say about this episode, I will not leave dehydrated. That helped a lot. It almost eliminated like 80% of the bitterness of the...
I mean, sorry, calamus root, but I feel like any combination of those four flavors, and we're in good territory here.
Yeah. I do want to try that. The, our, what is this one?
Birch bark.
I want to try the birch bark with the calamus, just because I want to say I did it.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting a lot. Okay, first.
I'll fall on that sword with you, too. It's all about experimentation today.
Yeah, that, you're finished. What happened with you? I mean, I lost a lot of the bitterness and the impact.
The aftertaste is still there. It didn't do anything for the aftertaste, but the bitterness calmed down quite a bit.
Yeah, it did. So we're looking at, what was it, the...
birch bark was really the winner for calamus root. It toned down the calamus more than anything else next to it.
But I will be honest, the... birch bark and the cona nut?
Cola, yeah.
The cola nut? That was good.
So was the birch bark and the dandelion.
That was also really good. The dandelion still had a presence and an impact.
Mm-hmm.
greatly reduced.
Yeah, they weren't fighting.
But I also would say I drank the birch bark first and then the other one, so it wouldn't that flavor wouldn't hit my tongue first. Then I kind of shook my head to mix them. But that was that Kola Nut and the birch bark and the dandelion, the birch bark, I will work with those. That would make a very interesting mead, braggot, whatever we want to do with that.
Right. And I mean, the depth of those flavors, I don't know that we need to go brag it with that. I think that we can make a mescaline that, and it might just be a case of, well, what kind of honey do we put with this now?
No, I want those to stand out, so I'm going to do like a clover or maybe the avocado. But I don't want anything with a pronounced flavor of its own.
Avocado has a pronounced flavor to itself.
Not as much as like
It's an earthy flavor
it's an
that
earthy
could
flavor, but that
work.
works well with the earthiness of that. But I'm talking about like the blueberry or the raspberry or the or I would even take a wildflower over that because I want those things to I want to be able to see if I can play with that on its own as a methylene. I mean, if you sweeten that with a bit of honey, even just base honey the mixed honey that we get like Costco or whatever,
Right.
just to sweeten it a bit, I could see that just actually playing very well with
Well, then I could see, honestly, the vibe I would go for. I'm not sure which of those ingredients I want to work with, per se. I think this is a further research kind of a dial it in idea, but I would almost do like a wildflower or a basic clover, for the base honey for the alcohol content, and then maybe back sweeten with some avocado for a little extra flavor punch.
I would do that. I would use the back sweet, but I can't any of the like the orange blossom. I think would be too much for that.
Or it would just get lost.
It would get lo I think it would alter it too much.
Fair.
We did talk about when we went left the doctor and the guy, Tom, I think it was. He talked about his oyster mushroom mead.
Yes.
Yeah, we actually won a award on that. What we just went through might play with that.
It could as well, earthy flavors. They probably would play nicely together to some extent.
But that's another thing for another day.
It's we had four ingredients out of here that are pretty good, and for whatever reason, the camel's root and the birch bark together were not terrible.
Weren't terrible. The Calvin's root was the most problematic child I got there.
For sure.
But yeah, I like that. That was really good. I mean, methylene is yeah, I can see a methylene really easy with these. I mean. I'm going to throw a spice here for the methylene, and I will see what you take the dandelion root
Okay.
and the birch bark. Throw a little clove in with it.
One more sip for the sake of
Science.
getting this in my head.
Mean, when I first tasted those two together, I thought my first one of the first things that came to my head as an addition would be would clove. What do you think?
I think a little clove could be pleasant. I think a little cinnamon could work too.
Yeah.
And for cinnamon, what I almost want like the sharp red hot cinnamon more than the like warm cinnamon, you
So you're
know?
talking cinnamon with a little bit of cayenne, maybe? You said you got quart jars, man.
Man, the directions we could go with this.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, this is
I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting almost anything out of the root stuff and the Kola Nut and all that. I wasn't expecting that much out of it.
I was not expecting gruit out of this. I was expecting metheglin.
And I think you're right. I think methylene would be a better choice.
That said, I was not expecting to like the options nearly this much
Yeah, I
either.
mean, I li actually like these options a little more than I like the
Yeah.
leaves we got earlier last week. That was, oh my goodness, this is.
And the leaves we got earlier, we were talking about adding them to other stuff. This stuff, we're like, no, this goes on its own.
It's such a great hobby. This really is.
We just hang out in my garage or basement and, you know, we do silly stuff like this and get. What could be better, man?
Yeah. I'm sure you tell my best friend drinking mead, coming up with new kinds of mead. This is, are you guys kidding me? But anyway, guys, so I'm thinking we're about a little over half an hour here, or right at about half an hour.
Yeah, no, I think I'm not sure there's a lot further to continue with this topic, but this has been such a revelatory little swing here.
I kind of wish we would have done Root first last week. Well, no, but I like, you know, okay, this way we ended on a high note.
We would have been disappointed with the herbs if we did the herbs second.
You're right. But now I'm not saying the herbs didn't have their place. What I'm saying is
they were good.
These were a lot more fun to play with than the herbs were. So anyway, guys, thank you for coming to the Meat House. We are going to finish off the little bit from Jake here we have left. It's almost gone.
It is. Sad days. It has been a fun episode. We got to try. If you guys know of more roots, herbs, barks, nuts, things like that, we need to try.
Almond.
Kola nut.
Kola nut.
Nut in a tea.
Yeah.
How did that work? Like, you've been messing with peanuts for so long. Peanuts in water doesn't work.
No.
Peanuts in like a high proof booze kind of works.
Kind of work with a little bit of water in it to kind of dilute it out a little bit. It's just okay. It's not great.
It's getting there. I mean, but.
But one round of kola nut in hot water.
And just steep for like 5 minutes while we're getting, you know, puttering around, getting ready to record and just hanging out and chatting and catching up.
And it was good. Yeah, now I want to do that. Okay, when we end this episode, man, we should have done it last week. We should have done it the week before. We should have done it a month ago. We need to talk about video.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We
do. Got a lot of things to talk about. Guys, have a great day. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for reaching out and, you know, giving us your input too, because that's fantastic.
Yeah, so guys, take care. Happy meeting. Jeff.
Chris, thanks cheers. Again.